Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing number 33 in the white book, number 33. Thank you. our white books, and we'll sing number 43. 43. Stand as we sing.
I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. Oh, God, God, we thank you, Lord. Dear Lord, we thank you that you've brought us into your presence again this day. And you want to teach us to abide and to walk in the light, to practice the presence of God. And so, Lord, teach us your ways. Oh, Jesus, thank you that you are so patient and loving and persistent. And you draw us. Help us to respond. Lord, we remember the campers today, the village and the cottage. Again, we pray for your continued working. We want you to work to the end and beyond, that you would do a lasting work in these lives. Seal them, Jesus, seal them with your precious Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are able to do this. You are able, Lord. Bless the counselors. Give them the grace, the strength to finish well, to finish in your strength and in the power that you give. Help the staff, Lord, that's here as well, just to take a fresh and filling of your life this day. You are our portion. You are our strength. And so we open our hearts again. Lord, we need you. Jesus, we need you. Live out thy life within each of us, dear God. In all things have thy way. In all things. This is our prayer. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have time this morning for some testimonies. If you'd like to share something, you can remain standing or you can sit down and stand up again, whatever you'd like.
I'm thankful also that I'm here this week. I've been here many, many years. Started in the cottage and now I'm one of the older ones. But I was thankful for the meeting last night, thankful for Brother Philip and his ministry. We had such good ministers years ago, and we still have good ministers, and I thank God for that. And also I thank God, Brother Nat, I just got acquainted with him now because I've been in Taiwan so many years. Thankful for his ministry, and also for Rob Costanza. And I did ask him to sing that song. I think that's such a beautiful song. And when Brother Eddie died, that was a shock to us all. I was in Taiwan. And before I went to Taiwan, it was January, the Sunday when the whole city was blocked off because of the snow. And I was to go to Taiwan that night after midnight, and he called me, and that's the last time he spoke to me. He said, "Isn't this great?" And he loved that snow. And then he said, "Be sure to tell them in Taiwan I'll be there in October, and tell them he'll be there in October." He loved Taiwan, and he was so kind, and he was so friendly to all our workers there and other people, and he remembered their names, English names. I don't know their English names, just Chinese. And that's how I went to Taiwan. When I was in Taiwan, we got an email that he wasn't well, and then the news that he had gone to heaven. And so my friend Dr. Gu, he said he had to come, and I had to come back. Even though we had a winter camp coming up, we decided we'd come for the funeral, and we came to the funeral. And, oh, it just hurt us so much that Brother Eddie left. He was such a good man, a kind man, such a blessing all the time. He was always nice to me and kind to me. And then the funeral. At the funeral, Brother Rob sang that song. And I don't cry easily, but the tears came down my cheek. He sang that so beautifully, just like last night. And I thank God for his ministry and the gift God has given to him. And after Brother Eddie died, I couldn't look at his picture for a whole year. It hurt me. Now we can look at it and thank God for him. Thank God for his ministry, too. And also, I brought Frances and her mother, Echo, to camp. And this morning, Frances told me that song is so beautiful. And Rob sang it. His voice is extra special. So I'm glad she saw that, too. So I'm thankful for all that we're experiencing. Jesus is wonderful all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Well, we hope that Brother Rob sings for us again. But I'm going to try to sing this morning. I feel bad. Praise God. But this song I sang at Sister Elizabeth Lindau's funeral in Virginia. I don't know if Sister Gerda was there or not. And if she did, she didn't remember that I sang it.
I was there.
I've heard the King of Heaven, nor can I e'er forget the music of his voice. I've heard the King, his call I've answered. I've made the King of Heaven my everlasting choice. He came to me, and with him came a blessing. He spoke to me, and glory filled my soul. His voice I heard, so charming and so wondrous. I've heard the King, and hearing am made whole. I've heard the King of glory, for whom my heart's door opened wide and he came in. I've heard the King, oh blessed hearing, his voice spoke peace and pardon to my guilt and sin. I've heard the King, oh had I missed him, my life forevermore could not regain the loss. From heaven he came, the world to ransom, and this he did one day on Calvary's cruel cross. He came to me, and with him came a blessing. He spoke to me, and glory filled my soul. His voice I heard, so charming and so wondrous. I've heard the King, and hearing am made whole. Hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus. I've heard the King, and now I'm telling to all the world the gospel of undying love, that others too may catch the music His voice can bring and find their way to heaven above. He came to me, and with Him came a blessing. He spoke to me, and glory filled my soul. His voice I heard, so charming and so wondrous. I've heard the King, and hearing am made whole. Let's sing the chorus together. He came to me, and with Him came a blessing. He spoke to me, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, we want to hear Your voice. Speak, Lord, to our hearts. Oh, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Garden. 304. Thank you. And the voice. Praise God. Hallelujah.